SpongeBob SquarePants. Mattel, sorry for design flaws of its toys after 627 children lose limbs. 21st of September, 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Mattel has admitted that most of the toys recalled in a recent safety scare had design flaws and that Chinese manufacturers were not to blame. During talks in Beijing, a senior Mattel executive apologized for the damage that the incidents had done to the reputation of Chinese-made goods. Typical of such design flaws is the ill-advised inclusion of real razor-sharp edges to its best-selling Power Rangers Turbo Power Sword. The retractable 2-foot-long toy sword has since been linked to multiple amputations, including one 7-year-old Mexican boy who was beheaded by his elder sister, who was playing the role of the Pink Ranger. Also mentioned is the Bob the Builder tool set with its real cordless power drill, which has had countless eyes out, whilst a saw provided in a seemingly harmless David Copperfield magic set has resulted in at least 16 children being literally sawn in half. A miniature guillotine in the same magic set has also been blamed for the loss of more than 600 fingers, and not surprisingly, one penis. Thomas Dityakinjian, something, Mattel's executive vice president for worldwide operations, said on Friday that the firm should shoulder the burden of responsibility for the safety breaches. Quote, Mattel takes full responsibility for any injury caused and apologizes personally to all of our customers who received the toys and were ultimately maimed or killed by them. It is important for everyone to understand that the vast majority of these products that we recalled were the result of blatant and deliberate production of potentially lethal toys, not through manufacturing flaws in that of Chinese manufacturers. Unquote. This he said last night. It is hoped that the upcoming release of Mattel's new must-have for Christmas 2007 Texas Chainsaw Massacre Toddler Starter Kit toy will not be affected. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.